The blessing from Rabbul
Alameen.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila, our program, which is the rights, huquq, the rights in Islam. Before we carry on, let us, inshallah, azza wa jalla, listen to the importance and significance and the virtues of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadiri Razawi, Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, in his famous kitab of Virtues of Durood and Salam, he has quoted a very important hadith with regard to the virtues of sending salat and durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of those quotations, he has quoted this hadith that if a person out of love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he merely recites just one durood sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of love and affection, what is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow upon this person? Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward him with 10 virtues, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also very important, Amir Ahli Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadiri Razawi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he always encourages us and he teaches us that it is very, very important that before commencing any act of deen, you must have the correct intention. As such, we hear from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So, let us make good intentions, that we will, inshallah, as we are viewing this program, we will listen attentively and we'll make correct niyat that, inshallah, by us paying attention and listening attentively, we aim to correct ourselves. And that the niyat behind is that, inshallah, as well, we will try our level best to share with others whatever important message that we learn from this episode, from this silsila, as well as the many other bayans that we attend, whatever valuable lesson we get from it, we obtain from that, and whatever bayan that we have had, which we make good intentions, and in future we'll always make good intentions that we'll practice upon it and pass it on to others. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is also very important, inshallah, that we, whenever we hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, the holy name of Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, let us also, inshallah, try our level best that we pray, we mention the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Subhanallah, etc. If we hear the great name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned, let us make niyyah to send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try to listen attentively, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Visiting Medina, subhanallah. How fortunate are those that have gone to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Madinatul Munawwara. And as we have learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ra'ani faqad ra'a al-haq. That person who has seen me, he has seen the truth. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ensure that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, and that our iman is beaming, that our heart is saturated with love of Allah in true ishq and love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have that azmat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undiluted one. So we're focusing on this last aspect, which is the azmat of Rasul sallallahu, sorry, which is the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll try to bring out some beautiful quotation that we have with regard to the obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let us just try to hear from those who love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to fulfill this right, what it meant to them when they came in that court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated that, subhanallah, actually Imam Sharfuddin, the one that is composed Qasida Burda, he himself, what does he say in his couplet on in praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was in distress and he needed the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had tried out everything out there in the world. He had been to every doctor. He had such sickness. He was paralyzed and he needed help. So he remembered that my Aqa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is through him that Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant us salvation. Let me go through the wasil of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla will open his door of mercy. So he began by saying, Alhamdulillahi munshi'il khalqi min adami, thumma assalatu ala al-mukhtari fil qadami, Mawla yasalli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Subhanallah. He says, all praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has created creation from nothing. Then my durood and salat and salam be upon the chosen one ever since. Subhanallah. He says, oh Allah, Mawla yasalli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. O Allah Azza wa Jal, send durood and salam forever and ever, subhanallah, on our beloved, on your Rasul, the best of all the creation. Imagine that Ashik Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes, oh Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, how lucky and fortunate that those that are able to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lifetime. How lucky and fortunate you are. Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us this opportunity again and again. Those of us that have never been there, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, open us also opportunities and chance that we can visit and make ziyarat of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sharfuddin said, Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala Bashir Nadir Muhammad. Wallah, send durood and salam forever and ever on the giver of glad tidings. It's a beautiful narration. We're focusing now. This is our conclusion with regard to the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, this is the right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit him. So men ulama have recorded. At that stage, Imam Al-Utbi was in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin, an Arab villager, came to Madina Munawwara. He presented himself. Remember, we're talking about the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, one of the rites of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And recited such beautiful couplets. And then he requested the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to make shafa'at on his behalf. And as we have mentioned, that also these beautiful words, what were the beautiful couplets that he composed, seeking the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you, the best whose blessed body has been placed in this plain sand. فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ. Due to the fragrance of the blessed body Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the surrounding sand touching his kafan Mubarak, and the hillocks have become fragrant. Subhanallah. The sand that is touching the blessed kafan Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus has become so honored, so extremely blessed and sacred. With regard to this sand,
What does Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi say? He has said that the saint touching the coffin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more blessed than the Kaaba Sharif in the arsh of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. How blessed must be these grains of sand be. And how blessed the sand is touching the grains of sand mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From our side, we need to at least recognize and appreciate this great bounty and honor and privilege of ziyarat of Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not an ordinary experience. When standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should keep this in mind and should present ourselves according to the honor and greatness, both inward and outwardly. The condition should be in conformity to what pleased Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Nafsi fida'an liqabrin anta sakinuhu ya Rasulullah. My soul is sacrificed for where you are lying, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I make dua that Allah azza wa jal accept from us the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us an opportunity after opportunity, a chance after chance to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.